Hi and welcome to the show. It's iCloud with Jojo Martins, and I've got some of my fantastic friends here with me. I've got Corey Day and Larry. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good, man. I hope you guys are listening wherever you're listening to us from, either in the UK or the US or in Africa, wherever you're listening to us. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Today, there's a new trend that is Wizkid. I think it's topping the chart in the UK. His song Ginger Me featuring Burna Boy is trending actually in the UK. And it has got people talking actually. You are a fan of Wizkid, right?
Yes, I'm a very huge fan of Wizkid. And when I saw the video, when he posted it, I think about 2 days ago about, yeah.
Yeah, 2 days.
2 days ago. When I saw it, I was like, wow. That this
the guy, video is out, right?
The video is out, yeah. It's on YouTube. I checked it on YouTube and I saw it, and I was very, very impressed with what he did.
Okay.
He was very
how about you, Larry?
I actually have loved music since I saw Burna Boy in it. It was actually a bomb. Never, I actually don't get chewed by Wizkid anyways. But Burna Boy is the vibe, the giant of Africa. So, as an African giant, as he calls himself, he has always been a bomb in every song. He made me listen to the song.
Mm.
Honestly.
I'm not a fan of Wizkid or Davido, but I'm a fan of Burna Boy, actually. So, there's another thing that was trending too, as of last week. Pato Rankin and Yemi Alade.
That's a bomb.
That issue is...
He called her Mom Bebe.
He's actually my baby.
Mom Bebe.
It's actually my baby.
Did she reply?
No. I don't think she has actually said anything after that.
She hasn't said anything yet.
She started a post on IG and Twitter. But I saw it on Twitter first. I saw it like 2 days ago on Twitter. And I was like, what is going on?
Are they dating?
That is why I said, what is going on? Something is fishy. Uncle Pato. Uncle Pato. Uncle Pato. Okay.
The thing is, we don't know what is going on yet. Because it's a surprise to everyone in the music industry. In fact, entertainment.
Nobody would have thought of Paparazzi and Yemi.
Nobody. Because when I first saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
When he posted it on Twitter.
On Twitter, yes.
Then I later saw it on Instagram. I was like, Kilo Shele, Uncle Pato.
I think there was a reply from Yemi. She called him Papi.
Oh my God.
Something like, thanks Papi or something.
Yeah.
Sister Yemi, why are you doing like this? You be coming down.
The matter has trended actually and it has passed. So it's official. Like on everybody's mind, it's official that they are both dating. There's something going on.
We're still like,
we are still crossing our legs.
Davido and Burna Boy had a fight recently. I had in Ghana.
Seriously,
and Wizkid was present and he did nothing about it.
He didn't do anything.
I feel that is selfish on his part, or that's pride. Or I don't know.
No, it's not pride. It's just keeping to yourself. As simple as that.
He cannot see. He's from Nigeria, and he has seen other artists from Nigeria fighting. As it. Patriotic somebody, as somebody who's in the game with them, he's supposed to stop them for fighting and not just actually.
Let me give you an example, like an illustration.
Okay.
Now imagine you actually have a friend, and you guys are somewhere in a club or somewhere, and you see your friends fighting, and you are actually a talk of the town. You guys are actually a talk of the town, and you see your friends fighting. How would you feel? Wouldn't you feel embarrassed?
Of course, but it's. You
for
have to do well to
the
stop
fact
the fight
that
because
is a celebrity,
one, if it's in Nigeria, it's
for the
it's
fact
under-
that he's a celebrity, he felt too embarrassed to go closer. So you know the media will not want to say Wizkid is. They will not say Davido and Burna Boy. They will say Wizkid, Davido and Burna Boy were fighting. That's what the media will take it
now,
as.
The thing is, the
so
thing
he,
is,
just tries to, he just tries to fight, put himself out of the troubles.
No, the thing is, if you look at Wizkid very well from the onset. From Genesis, Wizkid has been a kind of person. Even I don't know him before he blew and everything, but with his fame and everything, we've gotten to know that Wizkid is the kind of person that he does not really interfere in people's matters.
He's an introvert.
There are some times that you abuse him, like you just go to his DM and you be like blah 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 blah, and you just keep.
He doesn't reply. Yeah.
He doesn't reply. Okay, look at what happened about 2 years ago. During Olamide's concert, whereby Davido was kind of like attacking Olamide, like why would Olamide invite Wizkid and not inviting him? And he was like, he didn't even know Wizkid was coming. Wizkid came there as a surprise, and Davido was like, why would Wizkid come and all that? But after everything, Wizkid didn't say anything.
You know my issue with Larry, what he said. You know my issue. My issue is that. if the fight happened in Nigeria, it is definitely, if he wants to stay out of it, it's fine. But this one happened in Ghana. It's a disgrace that Nigerian artists, top Nigerian artists, are going to Ghana to, and you are there. You're supposed, it's the simplest thing for Wizkid to do, to just stop the fight.
Obviously.
Because it's an embarrassment to Nigerian music industry.
This Uncle Wizkid has always been keeping himself out of troubles. He doesn't like issues. So he keeps himself like, let me just tell my
It doesn't cause Wizkid anything to stop. At least he's talking to Burna Boy. It doesn't stop him to tell Burna Boy to stop it.
Imagine when he tried going to the media and separating them and they give him a punch in his eye. Is that another fight?
That's not going to happen.
No, the thing is,
it actually
do you know the bouncers this guy's control? It's definitely going to happen.
No, let's just assume
it will not happen. But what has happened has happened, and there's nothing you can do about it.
The thing is, I got to understand what happened there was that Stone Boy.
It was present.
It was Stone Boy that invited,
he's a friend with him. Yes, yeah.
He invited Wizkid.
He do also. He invited Wizkid and Ido did a video in Ghana.
They are friends.
He invited all of them. And when I read about it on Twitter, I think the DJ was actually playing more of Davido's song.
Mm-hmm.
And Burna Boy went to meet the DJ, like, okay, bro, it is not only Davido that is here. I'm a celebrity. We have Wizkid here also. Kind of like just
mix the songs together
and all that. And I think Davido heard that, and you know, because of what has been happening since July last year,
the beef
that has been happening. So probably Davido thought Burna Boy was telling the DJ to stop his song.
Okay.
And before, now we know that Davido is the kind of person, brother Davido. Before you know what happened, he always carry issue. I always throw issue out of proportions and all that. And before you knew it, the issue went out of hand.
Right.
But Burna Boy on his own meant no harm. He meant no harm.
The video we even saw, the video pushing Burna Boy. The video I saw, the clip that came out the next morning, I saw the video pushing Burna Boy and there was no reaction from Burna Boy actually.
He didn't do anything.
Those videos are actually something that I was so surprised about. Like, I felt like I'm a Nigerian.
It's embarrassing.
These are people that actually represented us out there. They're seeing them as actually.
Then they're fighting in small Ghana.
They're actually representing us in a very big way.
Mm.
And imagine them belittling themselves fighting. That's just.
That was embarrassing on Nigerian music industry. Well, another thing happened yesterday as well in the football world.
Yeah,
I don't want to say it because I'm a big fan of the guy. Actually,
we know all Barcelona fans now are very, 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 very embarrassed because you can't see a red card
to Messi.
GOAT, your greatest of all time, your goat was given a red card.
What happened? I didn't watch the match.
Actually his first red card of his career.
Are you serious?
That's the first red card.
What happened? I didn't watch the match.
We heard that he gave someone a back tackle and Messi fell off.
Then and that was
the referee just came in, and after everything, the VAR were like, it deserved a red card.
We'll be talking about people actually. Well, that one has happened, that was yesterday. Did they win the match?
They actually lost the match. It was a 3-2 win.
It was a 3-2 win.
Barcelona.
I'm still not going to leave that club because that's my club for life. And I heard Messi wants to leave as
well. Yeah, January transfer. I guess the GOAT is coming to either England.
The guy should leave now.
How many years
he has used in Barca?
Probably he should join Juventus or something.
The problem is Juve can actually go for Messi, and if they are going for Messi,
so they play together.
They will not be able to play together. I mean,
Ronaldo, Messi. They will have to let one go.
You can't put two masters in a ship.
Or is it that the money will be too much on
it's
them?
It's not about the money. I guess it's going on a free transfer now. It's going to be a free transfer.
Okay.
But you can't allow two captains in a ship.
Mm. Okay, we've talked about people actually, so let's talk about you guys. Corey, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't do much. Like, I'm into jewelries, digital watches and all that. And also, I'm into makeup. Like, you want to look pretty and all that.
Do you have people working under you?
Yes, I have few people working under me. And also, I'm into acting also. I'm in the acting world, the film industry also.
Okay.
So
do you do interstates for your makeup and...
Yes, I even go out of the country also.
Okay.
It depends on what you want. If you want a delivery containing the jewelries and all that, all you just have to do is pay for delivery, and before you know, it's all yours. It all depends on where your location is.
Okay. Your that charges, is, how about your charges and all?
It depends on what you want to get from me.
Okay. Curry Stores, right?
Yeah, Curry Stores. IG.
On IG.
Curry Stores. On Twitter, Curry Stores.
All right. Straight to Larry. Larry, what do you do?
Okay, we actually get ticket for those of you that want to travel. We actually book your ticket, get you a very nice hotel wherever you want to travel to.
What's your brand name?
I don't have a brand name now, but it's actually a company. I work with a company though.
What's the name of the company?
Sky Blue Nigeria Limited. We actually give you the best of ticket, the best of charges when it comes to the ticketing stuff. So if you want to go to UK, US, wherever, Abuja, Lagos, wherever you want to go to, you can get your ticket at a very cheaper rate.
Okay. So we'll just probably run through a break and we'll be right back, okay?